Praise the Lord. Today, I'll be speaking to you on the theme, do not follow the crowd. From the text, Luke chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, it reads, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Jesus, thank you for preparing my heart for the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I thank you because there are many that are listening to me, and I commit them to your hands, Jesus, and I pray for them. God, that the Holy Spirit will minister to them. And Lord, as they hear your word, Father, may your word bless their heart. I pray today, O God, that whatever we fall short of your glory, God, that you will forgive us, and God, you will strengthen us for the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Let your word be blessed now. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name. Well, I want to take this time again to say the very big thank you to the Almighty God and to the family of the Light Word who have been a blessing to us in our country. And today I have the opportunity to speak to young people around and across the country. I want to bless God so much for this opportunity. I'm just grateful in everything that the Lord is doing through us in this country. Today, it's a joy that I have received from the Holy Spirit to speak to you on the thing. Do not follow the crowd. In this passage of scripture, there are two ways you can follow it. One way is narrowed and another is broad. The narrow gate is difficult to walk, but it leads to eternal life. The broad road is easy to walk, but at the end it leads to destruction. Today we'll be discussing two key points. One, the narrow road, and two, the broad road. The first point we'll be discussing is the narrow road. The narrow road is difficult to travel. It is narrowed in the sense that the devil creates difficulties on the way. Every step you move, there is a temptation to face. Satan is against the word of God, so he does everything to destroy the testimony of God's people. He causes distraction when our focus is on Jesus. He ordered our suffering when he found us faithful. He uses our human nature so that we can go against the word of God. He keeps us busy in the word and make us listed in the Lord. He blinds and causes us not to see the beauty of the Lord. He creates the condition that will cause us not to see the meaningful contribution of the Lord provides. Satan's mission is to destroy. I'm here to encourage you, continue your journey in the Lord. His grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Satan will not attack you if he sees no success ahead. Keep your faith in Jesus. He will give you the strength to overcome the temptation. Do not look at the challenges. Look up to Jesus. He will rescue you. Amen. Point two. Not only that we experience a narrow road, but we also experience a broad road. There are many people who follow the broad road. It is easy to move on, but the end is destruction. The world has blinded the minds of people who only find pleasure to the things of this world, but forget the days of judgment. Satan makes them feel happy in the world and make them lose their eternal hope of Jesus. In Hebrews 9:24-27, Jesus, it is appointed unto men to die once, and after death, judgment. Now, we must understand that we're going to give account for everything we do. Following the Eastern path is another thing, and facing the judgment tomorrow is another thing. And so we must be careful what we do, because if we are not careful, tomorrow we're going to face judgment. So it is expected that one day we will die and face judgment. You must be prepared before those days arrive. Amen. We must be prepared before those days arrive. Amen. I want to encourage you today. Do not follow the crowd. Follow Jesus. Satan is a liar and a deceiver. Do not let him deceive you. Live your life for Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Do not follow the crowd. Follow Jesus. Remember that there is a broad and a narrow road. Many are following the broad road, and only few that find the narrow road. The broad road leads to eternal destruction, and the narrow road leads to eternal life. I want to encourage you today. Follow the narrow road. Though it is difficult to go, but Jesus promised us he will not leave us. He told us he will not disappoint us. He will be with us until his return. In Matthew 28:18-20, he said, "All powers and authority have been given to me. Go into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lo, I am with you to the end of the age." The word of God is true. God has promised us, and he will not disappoint us. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know who is speaking to you in another form, but I want to encourage you, the word of God will not lie to us. God will not lie. He said it, and he will surely do it. Many of us are living testimony because we're in the world when Jesus called us. And from the day he called us to ministry, he had never disappointed us. I'm a living testimony. Though I work for a little salary, But God is still providing my needs. It doesn't matter how much you make. God has promised and He will keep His promise with us. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Though the road is narrowed, but remember that you are not walking alone. God who have called you is faithful to carry you through. Though you are not walking alone, the grace of God is carrying you through. Be strong in the Lord. Do not follow the crowd. A lot of people have lost their way and they are among the crowd. A lot of people are blind. They don't see the truth about Jesus. They don't even want to hear the truth about Jesus. But I want to thank God for you who has the opportunity to hear the word of God and listen to the word of God and obey the word of God. Today, I want to pray with you. If you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, use this opportunity to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. If you accepted Jesus but you are not living right with Jesus, this is the time to reconcile with Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today, Jesus, for your presence, Lord. Thank you again for inspiring your word. Father, thank you that we're patient to hear your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, for those that are listening to me, Jesus, wherever they are. I pray for them, O God, even those among them who don't know you, Jesus. I pray today that they will believe that you are the living God. And even those who have accepted you, but Father, they have been entangled by the things of this world. I pray, Holy Spirit, that God, you will bring them back to your saving grace. Thank you for the Lightwork family who have made this program available so that we'll be able to reach lost souls around the world and even encourage other people who are in the faith. I pray for them, O God, in a special way, Father God, that they will continue to be a blessing to the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the brethren around the world, even Christians who have problems this time, O God, and calling upon you. May the Holy Spirit of God intervene in the situation. God, may there be a testimony to your word. We bless your name. Thank you now and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.